Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessinger with this week's Quick Take Podcast. The last week of April was a mix of sun and rain for the energy sector as related to earnings and stock performance. As broad energy was flat, producers suffered 1.5% and MLPs improved 0.5%. The primary reason for the producer sell-off was lower crude oil prices, which ended the week just short of the psychologically important level of $50 per barrel. As we look through the labyrinthine OPEC decision matrix, we expect and believe the consensus remains that an OPEC production cut extension later this month is likely, yet markets are focusing on current fundamentals where at least year-to-date, the cuts have not meaningfully resulted in lower crude oil inventories, especially in the U.S. Further, U.S. shale growth remains a concern where some, including the EIA, believe U.S. shale could add 100,000 barrels per day per month for the rest of the year if oil remains above $50 per barrel. Indeed, the oil rig count added another 9 last week. OPEC seems to get it. The Secretary General acknowledges extended cuts are necessary to improve stockpiles, and meetings between Saudi Arabia and Russia will occur over the next couple of weeks to coordinate the effort. The Saudi Energy Minister noted the importance to extend the agreement into the second half of the year, when stockpile declines should accelerate. And for Russia, lower crude oil prices are as much of a concern for them as OPEC countries regarding national financial stability. We may just have to wait a bit longer for the inventory data to show an improved supply and demand balance. Last week was the first full week of energy earnings. For producer earnings, some second quarter production guidance was softened, yet 2017 outlooks are relatively unchanged. Producer focus remains on costs and efficiencies where costs are expected 10 to 15% higher. The ability to offset this cost inflation with greater efficiencies is key. Improved efficiencies continue to manifest in longer lateral lengths, increasing the number of intervals between fractures, and downspacing, or placing wells closer together. These efforts are all improving volume extraction per well. Generally, capital investment programs are set for 2017 being protected with hedges. Thus, any oil price volatility like we saw last week is unlikely to materially change producer drilling plans for the remainder of the year. Another notable upstream item last week was that Anadarko Petroleum shut in 3,000 vertical wells in northeast Colorado as a precaution after a home explosion 200 feet from one well unfortunately killed two people. The cause of the explosion remains unknown and is under investigation by the authorities. In services earnings, land drillers' costs were higher than expected due to reactivation costs, and margins are yet to improve as longer-term contracts expire and are replaced with improving the lower contract rates. For those service providers with global operations, North America showed strength that was offset by international weakness. Our sense is that international has yet to begin a recovery that, for North America, started in 2016. It's good to have the lowest break-even costs. In midstream, earnings were largely in line with the bulk of companies yet to report. There were three notable items, all related to companies reducing their cost of capital. One, an IPO filing where Kinder Morgan filed a preliminary prospectus in Canada to potentially take their Canadian operations public. We'll stay tuned on whether this transpires or if management rather decides to enter a joint venture for their largest Canadian project, an expansion of the Trans Mountain crude oil pipeline. Two, Energy Transfer Partners unitholders approved the merger with Sunoco Logistics Partners. And three, Enbridge Energy Partners concluded their strategic review, resulting in a reduction in the distribution by 40% and a sale of its gathering and processing assets to its parent. The resulting company has an improved credit profile and, per management, expects to grow cash flow 3% annually through 2020 with 1.2 times distribution coverage. For refiners, U.S. exports are increasing as refiners continue to take advantage of operational struggles at Mexican and other Latin American refiners. Also, it's worth noting that refinery runs for the week ending April 21st hit 17.3 million barrels per day, the highest for April since 2001. All in all, a good opportunity for U.S. refiners to enhance margins. We had one team member in Washington, D.C. last week. He reported back that top energy policy for the Trump administration centers on rolling back regulations and streamlining the federal permitting process. There was a lot of news on tax reform last week, though a wait and see is probably the best approach as differences remain between the House, Senate, and executive branch. And finally, meaningful energy policy action is being delayed by a lack of appointment of high priority officials, including at the FERC. Wrapping it all together, the U.S. energy complex continues to strengthen versus global competitors. Efficiency remains a key producer focus, keeping a lid on break-even prices. Midstream companies are taking more opportunities to lower cost of capital to improve returns on further pipeline build-out. And no one can match the cost and flexibility advantage of the U.S. refining industry. Future commodity prices are uncertain, yet we believe U.S. energy is in a certain enviable position to endure and grow compared to international peers. This week, earnings are especially heavy Tuesday through Thursday. There are also two energy IPOs that are scheduled to price midweek, Antero Midstream GP and Liberty Oilfield Services. Finally, expect discussion among OPEC and non-OPEC countries to pick up as the May 25th Vienna meeting approaches. Thanks for listening. Back at you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.